Now, what's brewing with thanks to Four Pines Brewing Co. Now, this has been Brad Parker at the start of the week was essentially gone. Everyone was thinking, okay, well, Suli's coming into the side. You got Harper on the other side. Well, Des Hasler, here's Des Hasler in the press conference on the Brad Parker omission, or so we thought. Have a listen to this.
Bit of talk about Brad Parker and a potential injury. Can you give us an update? Will he be fit to play tomorrow?
Yeah, he's good. He's ready to go.
And Sean Kepi as well?
Yeah, he's fine.
So completely 100% all good. They're on 1-17.
Ready to go, Luke.
Okay. Spud, you know Desi Hasler better than most. Was there a bit of Pinocchio in that, or was he? Are they both playing?
Yeah, what's wrong with Kepi? He'd be fine. Jeez, Kepi's a young man. He's just on fire. Regards Park, I'm not too sure. He was a bit negative in some ways.
Mm.
I reckon he was. I can hear some negativity there. He just likes to play games. This time of year, he loves him and Wayne Bennett the best at the media.
Yeah, they certainly are. Well, speaking about Wayne Bennett, this is what Des Hasler had to say on his arch enemy this week.
Oh, I think it also comes with the territories. It comes with experience. So, you know, he's been there and so many times and the expectations around that. And it's probably, at this stage, as far as players, it's getting them in the best possible shape that you can in order to present at kickoff. Yeah, I said a couple of weeks ago when someone asked me about South, I think their forward pack has been a real cornerstone. It's very underrated, and they've been going about their work. You know, you've only got to look at the back row that they have and what they're working off the bench, and they're working very, very hard, very tight for each other. So, and they've got a lot of experience in the halves that have played a lot of footy, and they're good at handling those clutch moments.
Rightio. So that's him talking about Wayne Bennett. Let me tell you this, Spud. Mm. 1987, 34 years ago, right, those two met in a grand final. Wayne Bennett was the coach for Canberra alongside Don Ferner.
Yep.
And Desi was playing for Manly.
Wow.
In the team captained by Paul Vaught. And that's 34 years ago. Incredible. And here they are coaching against each other in a prelim final to make a grand final. It's unbelievable. Wayne Bennett, his press conference, not your usual press conference, that's for sure. Have a listen.
Hello, I'm interviewing myself, Wayne on Wayne.
Hey Wayne, can you hear us?
Unfortunately, yes.
Well, unfortunately for you, we'll kick things off.
Can we do that again, Gibbo? That was pretty good.
That was brilliant.
Hello, I'm interviewing myself, Wayne on Wayne.
Hey Wayne, can you hear us?
Unfortunately, yes.
Well, unfortunately for you, we'll kick things off.
Why do they make it so hard for themselves,
coaches?
I'm
not too sure. Have you ever interviewed him?
No, I've already told the story on air, but I used to go up to him all the time, and he wanted nothing to do with it because where I was working at the time, he I don't know whether he had a falling out or whatever, but he was very hard to get. So anyway, the answer's no one-on-one, to be honest with you. Very, very tricky. I don't know why. It's a game to him. I know that, but yeah. I don't know why they make it so hard.
Yeah, I found this year I finally did a sideline. My first ever sideline for first grade. It was like me playing first grade again. It was unreal. I was so excited. But one of them, I had to go on Desi. I had to interview Des Hasler, who's, as I said, one of my good mates. And I had to start off saying, okay, you know, Desi. And we've got other names we call each other. Yeah. And he looked at me funnily. And I accidentally started to chuckle. But I think Wayne Bennett, I had the opportunity to go there in 1992. And he rang me at home. And so I've always had that association with Wayne. I knocked the back. I ended up staying with South and then went on to Manly. But I would love being coached by him. But you can just tell the way the players talk about him.
Mm.
You can tell the way the players talk about Desi.
Yeah.
They love those coaches. They love all the little bits and pieces they add to the excitement of going to footy training.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what they do. It's that real. And you know what it is, Spud? It's not a coaching thing. It's a leadership thing. So people who are like the Dezzers, like the Waynes, those who have been Craig Bellamy, Trent Robinson, who have been up there a long time, Ivan Cleary, still to go to the next level, but he may do that the next couple of weeks. It's a way they treat people. There's a real genuine empathy about it. They generally care about their staff. Yeah. It's not just about them. Those selfish coaches, and I've met a lot on the way, it's about them. It's always about them, and they out-trick themselves, where it's the simple things in life quite often that you need.
Yeah, just look at the way Manly are. They have to have Desi 3 days because he's in their face all the time. He's always been crazy, Desi, like that. He works so hard. Every I is dotted and every T is crossed. And, you know, they have Desi 3 days, which is quite amazing.
Wow. So he got the job at Canterbury as coach, and that was just sidetracked everyone, right? It was just, and that was brilliant. That no one leaked it, and that's an issue for some clubs. But at the time, nobody leaked it at Canterbury, and all of a sudden it shocked the world. Des Hasler, after having won in 2011, he's off to the Bulldogs. Kevin Moore was the coach to make way. Now, Kevin Moore, they had just done up the coach's office, which sat underneath Belmore Oval, the stadium there. And there was a big, in the corner, Kevin Moore had this big office space. When Des took the reins, they started to pack his boxes into the big office. He said, "What are you doing?" They said, "We're moving your boxes into your office, Des." He said, "I don't want that one." He said, "I want that little pokey one right near the door."
Yeah, love it.
He wanted to see everyone coming in.
Exactly.
You know, and when they left, who came, what time, all those sorts of things. But he's still at it. The professor, they call him, the quirky professor, Rami Haider, and he was on Jimmy's show. If you wish to catch the chat in full, you can catch the podcast, the Jimmy Smith podcast there. But Rami Haider, everyone talks about completion rate, Spartan, possession, time in the possession with the ball. Well, Rami Haider, and I am paraphrasing this, but he talks about receipts of the ball. And you know what? That makes a lot of sense because Canterbury, for example, and Cronulla, they were in the top three for completions. You can be in the top completions, but if you're doing absolutely nothing with the ball, it's quite easy to complete. Exactly. So the idea of the team who's having the most ball receipts, so in other words, every time a person catches the ball in your team, that's a ball receipt. That team who's having the most receipts, well, they're clearly asking questions.
Yep.
And they're completing to a degree, and they've probably had a lot of possession. So that he finds is the number one stat. So what I did, I went through and had a look at the completion rates of teams, possession of teams, and most receipts. Mm. Seven of the top eight teams this year had the most receipts, most catches of the ball.
Yep.
So that, to me, is the stat that we need to be seeing in 2022 on the broadcast. Which teams had the most receipts? Not completion rates, not time in possession, receipts. That article was also in the Sydney Morning Herald too, by the way. And you've seen with Taniela Paseka, one of the things that Des Hasler has got into him, Marty Tapau's good for this, offloads.
Yep.
So that also ties in with what Rami Haider was talking about as far as receipts is concerned.
Well, I think with a lot of the sides these days, we talk about the number 13. They've all got a passing game.
Yeah.
They're like another second 5'8".
And Radley.
Jake Dvojevic, he's got one of the best. He just goes forward, then he thinks the ball now, and then he goes forward. But think about when you're a ball player in some capacity there, you've got to know when to go forward as well. Sometimes they catch and pass too often. I think Jake's an example. I think when he starts straightening up, brings the defence in, then he goes it short, he's got to mix it up a little bit better. But, you know, this game against South and Manly, we've got Cameron as well.
Yep.
And we've got Jake, two great number 13s, but they're tackling machines.
Oh, yeah.
They are the I think Jake's probably got the best tackling style since I've seen since Steve Menzies.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. Mm. Wow. He's, that's a fair case, no doubt about that, Spud. In other news, Jamal Hogarty. I'm thinking of Shannon Hegarty.
Shannon Hegarty.
The great Shannon Hegarty.
Who's the musician? Is it Hogarty?
Fogarty.
Fogarty. It starts with something.
Hegarty's and Fogarty's. Jamal Fogarty. There was rumours that he was off to the Raiders, but Danny Wilder is saying that that's been knocked back by the Titans management, so they want to keep Jamal Fogarty there. We'll be interested to see where he plays next year, Jamal Fogarty.